And welcome to another episode of
Lady and the Harlot.
so enthusiastic.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm so fucking over it right now. I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl. And there's actually more to her saying I'm over it. There's other things that's going on.
Yeah.
Not in reference to the podcast.
No.
Just, per se.
No, just fucking life. I'm over it. Episode done. Another one in the books for Lady and the Harlot. Fuck. Hi. Yes. Welcome. I'm full of energy right now.
Yes.
Can't you tell? I'm just wired. Oh shit. All right. Well, I hope you guys are doing well. Yeah, I've been on like 100 all day today. I mean, we went to,
if you could see her face, she said that it was funny.
Yeah, I've been on 100 all day today. Cheryl actually took me out of the house today. Let me get some air.
Yeah, I went by the beach.
Yeah.
The view of that by the water.
Yeah. It was very tranquil with the children. I was just being me.
Yes.
As usual.
People
don't even understand what that means. If we ever did a reality show, people will see what that means.
Yeah.
Or Dagna's just being,
I think,
Dagna.
You'll be cracking up all the time because I know I'm always cracking up.
Yeah. Especially when we got to Starbucks today. So anyway, welcome to Lady and the Harlot. We are actually going to talk about a topic that a friend of mine wrote me about. She asked if we would ever talk about friends with benefits or platonic relationships, where someone catches feelings and what do you do in that situation?
Right. And we've been on both sides of the fence when it comes down to that. So yeah, we both know how it feels.
Yeah. So basically, for anybody that's living under a rock and doesn't know what friends with benefits are, is a relationship where you're just having sex with someone. There's nothing else to it.
There's no attachment.
Nothing. You're just friends.
Yeah, that's it.
You're just friends with a really good sexual connection and like having fun in that way. It's totally different from a booty call. Just say.
Yeah, but it's kind of like a booty call. You pick up the phone
But you don't hang out with your booty call. Do you? I don't.
No.
I don't have a booty call. But I'm just saying, like, when I had a booty call, I wasn't hanging out. I wasn't like, oh, hey, let me hang out with this dude.
Right.
You know,
I think there's different levels to friends with benefits.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, what?
For some people, it turns into just almost being that.
It can.
Yeah. It's just a booty call. You know, it turns into just that.
It can't, but then that would just be a booty call. I wouldn't want to have, like, I wouldn't want my booty
because
call.
Because you hang out with your friend all the time, you know?
I hang out, so if I'm, all right, let's say I'm friends with a dude, right?
I know you're different, though. You're different.
I'm just different in general. I'm a different breed of whatever.
Yes.
So if I'm friends with someone, right, and we're friends, we're genuinely friends.
Right.
That friend knows about, hey, what's going on in my work life? What's going on in my personal life?
Yeah.
We go shopping together. We go eating together. Hey, we might even do a getaway, a quick little getaway somewhere or whatever.
Right.
That's, you know, and we're being friends. And then we have this sexual connection, but we just don't want anything more than that.
Right.
Right. And a lot of people be like, well, then why not just be together if you're doing all that other stuff?
Right.
Right. Your booty call is like, I'm fucking horny as hell and I don't give a fuck how this person's day is. I don't care about their work life, personal life.
I get
life,
it.
You know, and
but
I'm,
some people will, you know, classify that maybe a little bit different depending on their situation.
Right.
So even though you know, have friends, you go out, you do this, you do that. There's others that say, that's my friend, but I'm just using them for that purpose alone. You know, if we do things together, we talk, you know, but you know. So as I said, it might kind of just venture into just that.
Yeah.
But again, everybody's situation is different.
So you said there's different levels. Is there like another level that I'm missing?
When I say different levels, meaning you, like, you know, I think you're kind of going off of how you are.
And you're saying, when you're saying you're saying generally speaking, right?
Yeah,
or generally, you mean me?
Yeah, you. No. I mean, when it comes down to you, you're kind of going off friends with benefits in your situation, like how you handle it, you know. You do all these things, you know, you go hang out, go for, you know, dinner. And then there's other people who may not necessarily do that, but then that's their friend.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe classify as quote unquote friend. You know what I mean? You know, even though maybe they're more of acquaintances, so to speak, you know? But
acquaintance with benefits. That goes before friends with benefits. Yeah. It's like booty call, acquaintance with benefits, friends with benefits, yeah. And then relationship.
Yeah.
Done. Yeah. So speaking for me, right? Mm-hmm. I think one of my first encounters of like friends with benefits was probably when I was about. Oh, you know what? I mentioned one person to you before we started recording when we were kind of dancing around this topic, but it actually goes back before that. Right. I think when I was living in South Carolina. Yeah. And it was kind of a fucked up situation.
Right.
I was in an awful, awful relationship. And it was actually at the end of this relationship. And the person I was, you know, I guess... messing around with was sorry, it's a little distraction there. The person I was messing around with was actually in a relationship, and he was looking to break up with his girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah. And he got pissed off because she broke up with him first. But we were genuinely cool with each other,
right?
You know, like we knew it wasn't going to be anything more than that.
Okay. So how do you both hook up?
How did we?
Yeah.
So I had come home to New York to visit. Mm-hmm. And my boyfriend at the time, like I said, we were just in a very awful space.
Right.
And I've mentioned him throughout a few episodes because it was just a fucked up relationship, the dynamic of his addiction.
Right.
And... So I came home to New York for like a week and, you know, I call back home and be like, hey, how's things going? Everything okay, cool, blah, blah, blah. So he mentions to me, oh, hey, we have this neighbor. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to hit it off great and blah, 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 blah. Oh, he has this tattoo equipment. And at the time, tattoos were illegal in South Carolina. So he's like,
really?
Yeah, I told him that we would hold the equipment. I was like, all right, whatever.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so we ended up, so then I came home, right? And mm-hmm. then I was throwing out the trash one day and I see this guy covered in tats smoking a cigarette. Mm-hmm. And then I said his name and he was like, oh yeah, you must be Dagna. Oh yeah. And then we started talking and yeah, we just got into, there was an attraction, mm-hmm. obviously,
right?
You know, and he made it perfectly clear what he wanted. I made it perfectly clear what I wanted, mm-hmm. and that's all it was. And that's how that started. I wasn't even in the fucking state, and I got hooked up by my boyfriend at the time, my end of relationship boyfriend at the time. Yeah, soon to be ex at that time. Yeah. Yeah, and then it's like. I'm trying to remember how long we were messing around for, you know, but there was in that time frame. So I'm thinking we were probably messing around about 6-7 months.
Right. Okay.
Maybe. And in that time frame, it was like we get along so well. He cracks me up. I love spending time with him, mm-hmm. you know, and yeah, we just. I don't know. Like, I started to feel like maybe there could be something more.
Right.
You know? And
have you ever, like, you didn't bring up anything until you got to that point of actually thinking, okay, maybe there's a possibility here?
No, I don't think I ever brought up anything.
Okay.
I don't think I ever brought up anything. And then, like, I moved out. I moved out of the complex. I moved into another complex with my other neighbor. Mm-hmm. Her and I got an apartment together. And he ended up moving back home.
Where was home?
Which was North Carolina.
Okay.
And he would come and visit with my ex. Like, our group was pretty tight.
Right.
all of us. And, yeah, they would come and visit periodically or whatever. But, mm-hmm. you know, and then, you know, I guess the time apart, it made it clear to me, like, yeah, this isn't going to go anywhere even further, like, in my mind, like. There was that little hint of maybe it could go somewhere. Maybe we could be something more.
Right.
And then it was like, yeah, nah, it's not going to go nowhere.
Oh, so you never mentioned anything Mm-mm. to him. You just instantly came down to that
yeah.
realization that, yeah. okay, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I'm trying to think of when was the first time I was in a friends with benefits where it was reversed, where the person thought that we should be more. And I can't think of when was the first.
Oh, the first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Where we should be more. And it's like, yeah, no, we're not going anywhere. We're not going to go anywhere.
Mm.
Do you get into a relationship with your friend with benefits?
I have.
Do you think that it's it should be a rule, just like you shouldn't be in a relationship with your rebound?
Right. I mean, when I was younger, these are things I didn't even think about, to tell you the truth. I really didn't think about friends with benefits, rebound, all those
titles.
You know, yeah, I didn't think about all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just was having fun and, you know, you hook up if there's a connection there, especially sexually, you know. Mm-hmm. I had friends, you know, guy friends. I was friends with a lot of guys, obviously, because it was.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. You know, and there was one in particular who, you know, we just decided, you know, one night after we were watching some movie in, you know, our dormitory, we were watching some movie, and then he, you know, made a move. And it was just ever since that point, we just, you know, we hung out, you know. It seemed and came across as if we were boyfriend and girlfriend, and people was assuming that, but with us it was just never like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know at some point I started to think, oh, you know, maybe we are. And this was going on for maybe like 5-6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not really knowing fully his situation or anything like that, you know, at home or anything like that. But we were just having fun until I caught feelings, you know, at some point.
Mm-hmm.
He would sleep over, you know, and mind you, we were just at that point, just friends. Nothing, there was no label, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I started catching feelings and I said something to him,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, at that point it was just like, well, you know, I have, you know, this other situation going on. And I looked at him like, okay. And the other situation was back at home, not at the school.
So he had a girlfriend.
Yeah, he had a girlfriend outside of school, which mm-hmm. I did not know.
Mm-hmm.
But mind you, in the beginning, it was just, you know. Mm-hmm. So I kind of felt stupid right then and there, you know. I shouldn't have said anything.
Well,
you know,
no. It's kind of weird because you both are investing time together. You guys are calling each other friends, and friends kind of let each other know shit.
Yeah, I didn't know that he had.
Right, and it's like, well, then how much do you value
Your girlfriend,
the one you're fucking with.
Right.
You know?
And then thereafter, he may seem like, well, we're not really together. We were together, but, you know, we're kind of on a break. And I'm just thinking to myself, which one is it?
Right.
Like, you're together, you're on a break. You know, and this is my freshman year.
Of college.
Yeah, of college.
Okay. I think I remember my first situation where it was like friends with benefits.
Right.
And it was the reverse where someone caught feelings for me.
Right.
And I didn't feel the same.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my phone. I am so sorry. Anyway. Yeah. So, and how did I handle that? It was very difficult because you don't want to hurt that person's feelings, especially if you do see them as a friend.
Right.
You know, and you do value them as a person. You know, I was being very, I guess, I cared, and he could see that I cared about him,
mm-hmm.
and I took the time, and I was, and that time, like I said, when time is invested, that's when people's emotions start to, like, go, well, wait a minute, you know, and I made it clear in the beginning, like, okay, this is all I'm doing, you know, I want to fix up some stuff here,
mm-hmm.
and I saw what a great guy he was. And I brought that out, and because he has situations that were going on with him, mm-hmm. and no one's ever seen him that way before or took the time to help him out. He was like, you know, would you mind if I took you out on a date? No, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then, you know, we went on several dates, and then it was just like, it evolved from there. Where, you know, it's kind of weird because I took his virginity, you know, and I did it to help him out. Like, I
so
did
that's
it as
why
a, yeah.
He's thinking, okay, yeah. Oh my God, I'm in love.
And it's like, no, I'm just doing this to help you out because I know that you're having a difficult time and you're nervous and you're not the talkative type and you're kind of in, you know, you've been rejected your whole life.
Right.
You know, based on your appearance.
Right.
And I felt like.
So you felt bad to you.
It wasn't just feeling bad. It wasn't just feeling bad. It was like, I see the good in him.
Right.
And I wanted him to see the good in him. And maybe it's a weird, sick, twisted way of thinking. That like, oh, I'm going to fix you up and yeah, I'll be your first kiss, sure. You know, like, well, first makeout kiss. I'll be your first date to kind of break that ice so you can have a little bit more confidence.
That you were such a good friend that you did that for.
Yeah, I do. I care. That's why I said cancers, we care too fucking much. You know, and then because I know that it's very nerve-wracking and, you know, being older and being a virgin and you're seeing all your friends and everybody talking about, oh, I did this and I did that. No,
but you
know?
Do understand how misconstrued.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And that would give somebody the idea. Yeah. Cause it just like what you did, you mm-hmm. know, guys have a tendency to do the same thing mm-hmm. just in a different kind of way.
Yeah.
Not in a most caring way.
Right. Right. You know? But I said it in the beginning, like, I don't, you know, I was young. Mm-hmm. I was young. I wanted to have my fun still. And everybody knew that, like, yeah. I had just gotten out of my first serious relationship. You know, I'm trying to find myself. I'm in another state. No one knows me. And
which is hard.
Yeah. And I wanted to just kind of take my time and figure my own shit out.
Yeah.
You know, and I wasn't ready to get into something else serious.
Yeah.
And you know, I felt bad because I knew he was hurt, especially when I connected with someone else.
Yeah.
I connected with someone else and I felt hard for this person. And he saw me like being like, quote unquote, in love with this person.
Right.
And this person was nowhere near me. This other person was in another country. You know, so it broke my heart because I hurt him and I didn't want to hurt him, but I did make my intentions clear. It's just, it sucks when
people don't really
listen to that, you know, and they always say, you know, actions speak louder than words. And so, mm-hmm. you know, if I do something nice, like I can't fucking do something nice.
Yeah.
Even though I've already said like, hey, you know?
Yeah.
It just,
but I mean, that's the difference when it comes down to it, because at least you were very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody has or says anything, you know, it just turns into a thing. You know what I mean? And there's no rules. There's no nothing put down.
Mm-hmm.
So if that other person ends up catching feelings, it's kind of really no fault, but you know, mm-hmm. that person's self.
And there's no rule book to say.
No, there isn't.
No, there's no, like what I was going to say is like, there's no rule book that says, okay, well, once the person catches feelings, how do you deal with it? Or what do you do or whatever? Everybody's going to be different and right. how they catch feelings. Because like here I was at one point catching feelings for somebody. I didn't say anything because I know that things take time and maybe things, my
might
feelings
evolve.
Might evolve or might change,
mm-hmm.
you know? And when I, you know, when I'm glad I didn't say anything because, you know, time went on and then he met someone and he met the one.
Really?
He's still married to this person. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, I think their wedding anniversary was like yesterday or some shit.
Okay.
Which is great. And I'm glad that we didn't.
You didn't do any. You didn't go that.
That I didn't say anything and that we didn't go that route.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, we definitely were not right for each other. So, but there are those people that like get psychotic. That's when you ask that question of, what do you do? First, you get a restraining order.
Oh God. No, listen, I know it sucks, you know, when.
Because it happens.
No, it does happen. I know it sucks when here, you know, your friends and you go a different way and it turns into a sexual thing,
mm-hmm.
even though you're still friends and hanging out and that other person does catch feelings and starts to feel more and they want more.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, sometimes it does turn a little psychotic when, you know, here you're like, well, I'm good. You know, I just want us to be friends. And that person turns into outright, you know.
Psycho.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a movie. That's
Psycho.
Like that.
It's fucking Psycho.
Is it Psycho?
Single White Female.
Yeah. But not really. Single White Female is a little different.
Yeah.
That was somebody
Fatal Attraction. There's a bunch of movies I can fucking list.
Really friends. It was more of an affair, you know, that he had, you know.
The bitch goes psycho, whether you're a man or a woman.
True. You know, it was just sex. They only had sex one time, actually, right? I think in that movie.
Shit. Imagine and she getting just turned out like that. Can you imagine it so fucking turned out you go crazy?
You show up at the person's job. Yeah. You're not answering my phone calls.
What's wrong? Like, don't you want to see me again? Don't we have a thing? Aren't we getting married and having kids? Like, I could not imagine dick that good. That makes me psycho.
No.
Lord. This is
just imagine a man doing that.
For a time.
Showing up at your door. Yeah. Right? Like, how come you're not answering my phone calls? Because and they look at you like
because
that.
You're fucking crazy. Is I switching? Why aren't you answering my phone calls? Is I twitching?
Be like...
Because of that. Because that shit that's going on with your eye right now, that's why I ain't calling you.
That's some scary shit.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of them out there, unfortunately.
Yeah. You know we're meant to be together.
They give you that look.
Yes.
And you look at him like, where's my phone? I think that's why you have to, it's good to really, truly know the person. Somebody mm-hmm. who's really, truly your friend. And mm-hmm. you know the ins and outs of that person, mm-hmm. literally. Not like me, who I didn't know. I knew him, but I didn't know him, if you know what I mean.
Right.
I
well, that's girlfriend. What I'm saying. You didn't know about this girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's somebody who you really dig down and talk to and you get in and out and you know that person's personality. So you hope, but people could change.
Yeah. Like I said, I wonder if there's dick that good that makes you go psycho because I have not in, I can't get that in my head where I'm
I don't
like,
even think it's that good. I think people just get obsessed,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah,
and they want something that it's just kind of like a child. Yeah, oh, I want that person.
I want what I can't have.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it turns it into an obsession.
Oh no,
fatal attraction.
Yeah, I can't. I'm thinking like I could never
get to that point.
Get to that point. That it's like yeah, no.
But some people have you know. I'm psychological problems.
Yeah.
Like not everybody, but obviously some people do.
If you show me that you're not interested and you have other things going on, okay, fine. Go do your other things and I'll just keep it moving.
But I'm not going to sit here and press it.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. text you and call you a dozen times,
mm-hmm.
you know, begging for something that is blatantly clear that the person does not want.
Yeah. I want it clear as day. Look, Dagna, I don't fucking want you. I don't love you.
Well, hopefully nobody says that. I don't fucking want you.
I don't fucking want you.
Hopefully they don't nice love about
you.
It.
Right. Say it nicer. Leave the fuck out. And just be like, you know, let's just be friends. Or, you know, you go your way. I'll go my way.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, cool. I'll go do that.
Yeah.
Enjoy your life. You know? But yeah, there is no.
But what do you say to those guys or women? You know, because there's some people who do the friends with benefits and they lead on to make it seem like, okay, yeah, I want more.
Mm.
But then when here that person shows that, you know, within that, them, then they switch it up.
What do you mean? Like, they say they want friends with benefits, but they act like more than that.
Yeah.
And I mean, I come right out and I just ask like, yo, what do you want? Because you're doing this and this is stuff that a boyfriend does.
Right.
You know?
There's some guys that play that role,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
but here in their mind, they're thinking strictly one way.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's the female who's thinking, oh, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're friends, but you know, maybe this might evolve into something else.
It's so, it's funny because, so the young guy, like we started out as friends,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I love his company and he's a great guy. And so when we hooked up, it was very confusing because I'm like, you don't act like you're into me.
Right.
You know, I don't seem like your type. There's a huge age gap. Mm-hmm. Clearly this is not going to go anywhere. That's where I'm at. That's where I was at, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he was in that same space. He wasn't looking for nothing. We had a really good friendship, like, you know, cool. And he knew that I was ready for a relationship and that I was dating, you know, I put myself on a dating app and I was dating, and we would make fun of the guys on the dating app. Like, that was one of our things. We'd fucking hang out and make fun of these guys that were writing me.
Oh my God. You saw me. Yeah. I just recently went on a dating app and I deleted it maybe like
in 24 what? Hours, 48 hours later.
Yeah. I gave it maybe 72 hours, yes. not less.
Yes.
And I deleted it.
Yeah.
There was one guy. Remember, there was one guy on there.
The one that looked like he was had bodies in his basement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a lawyer.
Yeah.
And he had like one picture that looked straight up creepy.
Yes.
With the
belt in his hand, laying on the bed, like psycho, like.
Yeah. He looked like. I'm going to put you in my basement.
Yes. You're never going to be heard from again. Like, it did not exude sexuality. It exudes like craziness.
Yeah. See, this is what we do for, you know, we experiment for the podcast.
Yes. You're welcome. To our listeners, you're welcome. It's all for entertainment. Yes. Yeah. And I didn't. So back to my story was like. We would just look through this dating app and like I said, we would hang out. We were literally friends.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we hooked up the one night and it was just like, okay, that was just the one night, right? Like that was kind of, all right, it's not happening again, right? You know? Mm-hmm. And then it happened again. And then it happened again. And then it was just like, you know that I'm looking for a relationship. I'm not looking to just like hook up.
Mm-hmm.
So like, are we going to make this a thing? Or are we going to be friends with benefits? And he doesn't understand that term.
Right, because he's young.
Yeah, he didn't understand that. Like, to him...
And I can't say he's young, because there's
yeah.
people his age that get what that is.
Right. It's all based off of experience and, mm-hmm. and your relationship, I guess, life.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a late bloomer with his relationship. And, you know, I had to explain, like, okay, well, are we going to be friends with benefits? Because if we're going to be friends with benefits...
He's like, what's that?
This is it. This is what we're doing.
Friends with benefits.
We're friends and we're fucking. Like, that's
I don't
it.
Understand that.
Yeah. And he's like, well, I don't know. Like, he just kept saying, I don't know. Right.
I can imagine him saying that.
And then, yeah. Right. And then there's one night we were working because we used to work overnight together and I'm working and there's this, you know, there was this cute IT guy mm-hmm. and he and I got along great. And, but he wasn't like coming on to me or hitting on me or anything like that. But people were always like, oh, wait, like you guys would look really cute together. And I'm like, whatever, you know? And I remember there was one night he spoke to me for about 45 minutes. And then the young guy is just like, when he walked away, he's like, what the fuck was that? And it's just like, wait,
he was
what?
Getting jealous.
He got jealous. And it was just like, okay, well, why are you getting jealous? Like,
mm-hmm. you started liking you.
Yeah.
He started to like you.
He started more. To like me. So his emotions got involved.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, look, here's the deal. Either we're going to do this as a relationship
mm-hmm.
and that's it. We're together or we can continue being friends and fucking here and there, but I'm still going to date, you know? And mm-hmm. he was like, no, I don't like that.
So he instantly, that's when it transitioned from
yeah.
quote unquote friends it's with benefits
to an actual relationship.
Yeah.
yeah.
And that's, you know, when two people are on the same page and it transitions,
mm-hmm.
it just sucks for those others who it doesn't transition.
Right.
Them.
Right.
One because I end up getting hurt.
Yeah. Because I was like, you know, yeah, I could see us kind of being in a relationship, you mm-hmm. know, and it was cool. But mm-hmm. either than that, like if you hear growling, that's her dog.
That's my little baby. Baby Julian.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Anyway. Yeah. So, you know, that's when shit like that happens, that's when the two people have to talk about, okay, well, are we going to stay friends with benefits or are
you know, I think some people don't like to talk. It's so funny. Some people have that open line of communication
mm-hmm.
and even with friends, some people are very standoffish. You know,
yeah.
and they're not open, even mm-hmm. with themselves.
Yeah, that's why I said, you know, we keep saying communication is key and it's so important to communicate. And it really is because you want to know where you stand.
Right.
And you don't want to waste time.
I think some people are scared to really speak up
yeah,
and
because,
to express
yeah,
their
because,
feelings when it comes down to it.
Because some people don't know how to take criticism.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like if I'm telling you something, yeah, sometimes things I say are a little harsh.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to hurt you,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I'd rather you know than
not
than
know.
Think that things are all peachy keen and it's not.
Right.
You know, I don't, I don't want to have to settle.
Nobody should have to settle.
Yeah, exactly.
I think everybody should go after what they truly want, especially at our age.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I think we've...
And you should want better.
Of course.
Mm. One of our listeners, I don't even think this person is a listener. I just think this person just likes to rant on our page, was saying about how when we said, like, you should want better for yourself, and he was all like, oh, that's what was the word that he used? That's just mean people, or they're shitty people, or selfish people.
Yeah, kind of in the realm of that.
Yeah, you know? that people that want better for themselves are just selfish people, and they're Which bad is people.
Absolutely
ridiculous.
Yeah, it's absolutely
ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So yeah, I think people should always strive for better and want better for themselves. And
yeah, so you know, as she's like, you know, going into that, I went back on and looked, and you know, it was. It says, never apologize for having high standards. People who really want to be in your life will rise up to meet them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that's what the quote that you was referring to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yeah, you know, not everybody sees it like that. Yeah, this guy kind of, he says, you know, people with high standards are scummy anyway. That's what he said. And which it's is like, absolutely ridiculous.
And it's like, what? What world are you living in? Yeah. Like, do you still live in the same place and do the same shit? Like, you don't grow?
Yeah.
You know?
I think when you do the whole friends with benefits and, you know, how people might handle it, you mm-hmm. know, when it gets to that point, it's kind of hard because, yeah, some people are very sensitive. You don't want to hurt that person's feelings. And then sometimes if you know that person, that line of communication is already there and it's easily just to say, okay, that's it.
Yeah.
I want to be with you or I don't want to be with you, but at least that communication is with there where everybody's on the same page.
Right.
It's hard to deal with it when it's just hard to deal with it depending on the individual.
If you guys ever get into a situation where you're in a friends with benefits type of relationship, sit down and really think about, is this what you want?
Yeah.
And talk to the person and ask them if this is what they want.
Right. And look at the person per se in terms of who you're fucking around with. Really think long term. Is this person really suitable for you to really get your feelings wrapped up in? Or especially if you start to feel a certain kind of way and that person is not really showing that same interest as you are.
Mm-hmm. It has to be a give and take on both ends.
Right.
And if it's not there, then it's just not there.
Exactly.
So I think that was very interesting.
Oh god. Yeah, but you mentioned something about, like, you know, people wanting more, and I think, you know, I don't think everybody realizes their potential, and I think a lot of people cut themselves short
and mm-hmm.
what they're capable of getting or having
mm-hmm.
when it comes down to achieving a goal or getting that, you know, that hot guy who's, you know, your dream guy. You know, I think people look at themselves in a way where they just like, okay, I can't get that person or I can't do this. And I think you have to put yourself on a
grander scale.
Yeah.
Yes.
And tell yourself that you can get that person or you can get that job or you can get this. You can do it all.
Right.
If you just believe. Just believe in yourself.
And that's our PSA for today. Thank you, guys. Lady in the Harlot, and we're out. Yeah. So.
Yeah, we should, you know, create some, what do you call it? Like how they used to, remember we talked about the after school specials.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a PSA. And believe in yourself.
Yeah, believe in yourself.
Reach for the stars. You can do it.
Yeah.
You're going to get a gold star.
Yeah.
And you're the best.
And on that note. All right. Well, this was very informative.
Yeah. If you guys need to vent, laugh, cry.
Reach out to us.
Yeah.
You know, it's you know, relationships are crazy. We've all gone through so much when it comes down to the good and bad,
and
you know,
we're here for you guys. I mean, some of you guys that have written us or inboxed us so far,
mm-hmm.
thank you.
Yeah.
we
even though we're not really trained professionals here,
and I make that very well known that we're not trained professionals.
Miss Agna, who is not board certified, but she might as well be,
right?
Who is answering all your lovely questions.
Yes, and giving suggestions as best as possible. It's been a lot of fun so far, and keep it coming. I appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Yes.
And so if you do want to vent, laugh, cry, need us to hear you out, whatever, you can reach out to us on Instagram or Facebook at Lady and the Harlot. If you want to reach out to us via email,
ladyandtheharlot@gmail.com.
And if you just want to see our lovely faces, you can go to our website, ladyandtheharlot.com.
Yes. And we also have merch on TeePublic, which is, there's a link on the website that you can click on. And it will take you directly to our store on TeePublic.
Yes. Design done by Joey James Hernandez. Thank you. Shout out. Amazing artist if you have not seen his stuff.
Yes.
So with that, I am Dagna.
I am Cheryl.
And we're the hottest bitches on the planet. That was another episode of Hottest Bitches on the Planet. Or other podcasts that you haven't heard yet.
Yeah, a part two of that. Where it gets a little bit more raunchy.
Yes. We'll see you soon. Peace.
Next time. Bye.